At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Is that your best Sandman?
Speaking of, I hope you had an Adam Sandler sort of weekend. He won the Mark Twain Award this weekend. A David Benavidez, Jose Ramirez, victorious sort of weekend.
And hyped.
You're pumped about the Final Four sort of weekend.
Dude, all along, what have I been saying for the last months of my life? Florida Atlantic. I have not been saying that. I don't think anyone's been saying that.
I would have rolled with you.
San Diego State. Am I right?
Rich always said that. It's also baseball week, so more reason to be hyped. I'm super pumped about baseball this week. Super pumped to be here. National Viagra Day. Is that a real thing?
Well, hey, get up and get ready.
Let's go. CNR on FSR, Covino and Rich.
All right.
Shout out to everyone listening on the iHeartRadio app. Ramos, that was so unbelievably quick. That was so good. DJ Ramos on the ones
He's
and twos.
He's been celebrating all day.
Right? In the mix. DJ Ramos celebrating. Of course, Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Dan Byers with your updates. Spot on the videos at Covino and Rich.
I mean, you do mention Aaron Judge at least once a show.
That is true. That is true.
It'd be twice a show.
So it's on standby.
Forward. So very pumped. Speaking of Aaron Judge.
I'm like a broken clock. I'm right at least twice a day.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to talk Final
Fire
Four.
Ramos.
Rich has a theory on Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about earning it when it comes to baseball and starting positions.
No, I said I had a theory on Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds.
All right. Well, we'll get to that, too.
And a Lamar Jackson theory.
All right. Well, we could fit in both. Real quick story. Yeah. Real quick, right quick.
Jokes are fire today.
My mom is the best mom. I love my mother. Hortensia is the best. Wait till you guys see what she bought me. I mentioned it. I referenced it briefly last week. But she bought me a Danbury Mint statue of Aaron Judge. And this thing, I'm bringing it into our other studio, Rich, just so you could look at it every day.
I think you should bring it in here.
You got us. No, I can't because I don't trust the vandals that work here at Fox Sports Radio. Someone will try to pimp this and sell it on eBay. This thing is monstrous. Now, keep in mind, he's 6'7", right, in real life? Aaron Judge. This statue.
It's to scale?
I'm telling you. My mom is like, Steven, I thought that would look so good on your desk. I'm like, I don't know if it's going to fit. Wait till you see this thing.
Is it the size of like a lamp?
Yo, it's big, dude. It's like, I have a little like a Mariano Rivera statue. It's like a little bit bigger than an old school starting lineup. This Aaron Judge one is monstrous. And I love it. I do. I'm so pumped about it. But even my girlfriend was like, what are you going to do with that? I'm like, don't worry.
Oh, you know what that's her way of saying?
I'm going to take it out of the kitchen and bring it to the studio.
The kitchen.
Well, because right now, I got nowhere to put it. Dude,
right now,
so
Aaron Judge is holding the salt and pepper.
She's like,
right now, he's in the butter dish.
She's like, I didn't realize it was so big. I'm like, well, it is Aaron Judge. This thing is gigantic, dude. And, yo, she bought it before he broke the single season record and before he announced that he was staying with the Yankees. So my mom, like, was so nervous that this was going to be a meaningless present, but let me tell you how meaningful it is. I am so pumped to display it. Get ready for baseball. Bust out my new crisp baseball caps.
I don't know if you're being facetious or not.
I'm just telling you, my mom bought
me this thing. Are you genuinely excited? You're like, I got to be excited because my mom bought it.
Both.
So I'm going to say, when your girlfriend said, what are we going to do with this? That was like absolutely code for get this out of here.
It's sitting on the kitchen table.
How is he positioned? Is it like mid-swing?
It's a full-on
Is it batting
swing.
Stance?
Look it up. Look it up. It's the Danbury Mint.
Hold on.
Aaron Judge, collectible.
Give me a price check on
it's
this
bad boy. You got to show it off to the entire neighborhood.
Dude, the thing is, I was going to see Rich and I do, before we do this afternoon
Based
show.
Based on the size of it, you should put it on your front lawn.
Aaron Judge. It's not even called. It's called the Aaron Judge sculpture.
Is it like the size of like Magic Johnson outside of Staples Center?
An incredibly lifelike portrait sculpture of the Yankees' electrifying slugger.
Yeah, full swing. And it has like a gold. Oh, it has a golden like emblem on it and everything. 24 karat.
You must
gold,
have gotten
Steven.
A special. Like she must have like put
yes,
it.
Yes, she because, got a pre-order.
Yeah,
a long time
it
ago.
Doesn't come out until June 2023.
I told you she got it before he broke the single season record. She didn't even know if he was going to be a Yankee. Either way, you start busting out all your gear. You start getting ready for the season. It's that time of the year, baby.
Did you get the 22-karat gold-layered commemorative medallion accepted with Judge's reproduced signature?
I did.
God, there's something so tacky about you.
I wish you would have signed with the Giants. Hey. Would you have done batting practice on it?
I don't know. Honest to God, I don't know. But I'll tell you what. If you guys are lucky, I'll bring it in here. So everybody has to look at it.
It's 8 inches tall. Well, let me do comparison.
Yeah, but on the
it's
sand.
It's 8 inches tall.
So but, double what? Okay.
Yeah.
Factor the stand, and the thing weighs about 20 pounds.
8 inches tall.
It's just so much bigger than the other ones that I've seen.
That's huge.
And we're talking about the sculpture here, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, it's that time of year. You're busting out your jerseys. You're getting ready for the season. Danny G, are you getting your Dodgers jerseys all freshly cleaned at the laundromat or what?
On Sunday, I brought one of my Dodger jerseys to the dry cleaner.
See, he told you, man. See, Rich don't live this life.
I'm laughing. I thought you were joking.
Look at what is Danny rocking today, bro? A crisp
Dodgers hat on.
Look, see, he don't get it, dude. I'm waiting, bro. My mom asked me. She goes, Steven, when are you going to display your Aaron Judge sculpture with the 24-karat medallion?
22-karat.
I said, Mom. On opening day, of course. Relax. I'm getting pumped. She's like, I knew you were, Steven. Anyway, when your mom loves you like mine does, Rich, you get cool gifts like that. Anyway.
I just think of it. You know what this is in the category of?
All rise.
You ever have someone buy you something and when they visit
all
you?
All rise.
When they visit you, you need to display it? Like, has anyone ever bought you something where you're like, oh, thank you? And you're like, didn't they buy us that awful painting for Christmas? They're coming over next weekend. Put it up somewhere.
Isn't this a Seinfeld or Larry David thing?
I'm sure they've done it all.
Well, it's that time of year when the world falls in love and you get ready for baseball, and I'm very pumped, as you could hear.
Please tell me, though.
This sculpture is a commanding centerpiece for any shelf, table, desk, or display.
It's way bigger than the other ones I've gotten, though. That's why. I got a few of them.
Let me ask you a question, though. If you were a single guy, you're dating and your girlfriend understands your love. If you were dating and you were, like, bringing new women back to your place... You wouldn't be displaying this, would you?
I don't curb my enthusiasm for baseball. I don't. It's the one thing I get super pumped
for. Oh, my God. What is that on your coffee table? That's Aaron Judge.
Look, I know it's not blowing up anyone's skirt, as the great Arnold Schwarzenegger said to us one time.
Can you face him that way? He's staring at us while we make out.
But, hey, it's my thing. I think you got to be honest and upfront. You can't just drop these little nuggets on your... significant other along the way, and she's going to say, hey, that's not what I signed up for. So I say you throw it all out there from the get-go. My girlfriend's always known I'm a big baseball fan. I don't know if she wants me to display this, you know, in the living room or in the kitchen where I have it now, but hey, man, it'll be at the studio. You just wait and see. So Aaron Judge, can't wait to show you it all.
You know, I got a question for you guys based on you displaying your Aaron Judge.
Danbury Mint.
I have another question.
Yeah.
You always say that as if I'm supposed to be like, ooh, like you're saying Rolex or Mercedes or something like
that. Yeah, because
what does that mean?
That's like my mom loves dropping that. Like, you know, my mom was always proud of her Norman Rockwells. If she buys me something and it's like, you know, it's Danbury Mint, that's like the highest of quality.
But I don't. Do you guys get that reference? Because I don't.
Like,
I'm
Danbury Mint.
I'm assuming.
What do you mean you don't get it? What's there to get? It's like certified. It's authentic. It's a Danbury Mint collectible. What do you mean you don't get it?
It's like Home Shopping Network stuff?
Oh, get out of my face. You're just, you know what? You got no taste. You got no class. Well, and you don't know what the fine art of rooting for a champion.
I just want to let it be known. Covino said, I'm not the one with taste. He's the one displaying.
Because you're lame. You don't even know what it is.
An Aaron Judge statue.
Yes, exactly. You heard me right. So anyway, I can't wait. Baseball season this week. Just more to get excited
about. Can I guess? How much? $200?
$199.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's even
price
more.
Price is right winner right here. I'm going to the showcase showdown.
Supply and demand because now you, good luck getting one.
$5,000, I bet.
You want that 22-carat commemorative coin? You have to pay extra.
Yeah. Well, you just wait.
I'm on Danbury's website right now getting a gemstone.
I can't wait.
You know,
it's so nice.
We're going to get to Lamar Jackson. We are going to get to some college hoops. I have a couple theories. But speaking of your Yankees and baseball is starting.
Yeah.
I do have a thought. And by the way, I think the NCAA, we'll get to this a little later, but in theory, like, ooh, how exciting, Florida Atlantic and San Diego State. I wonder if the ratings are going to be god-awful. Is anyone really, like, setting aside, like, specific time to watch?
It's that, you know, what you're saying is that not the sexiest of names and, you know, it's not a big ratings grab.
But there's a reason why college basketball is a little more exciting. We'll get to that, but there's something you and I were arguing about earlier, and it's perfect time to bring it up because you're talking about your Yanks.
My sculpture. My Judge sculpture.
Two things. Number one, we talked the other day. I know not everyone listens every day, but I questioned whether or not those, like, recliners and chairs that have the cup holders, whether or not that's the right look for, like, the room to watch games in.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the perfect look for an entertaining space.
I went to Walmart, I went to Target, I went to Best Buy over the weekend. It's 85 inches too obnoxious for a TV.
No. The bigger the better, man.
Because
go big
they
go home.
Are so cheap. And I say cheap in relative terms. Cheap meaning
plus
years
your wife's
ago,
from Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Years ago.
Get that 85-inch bad boy.
Ramos, years ago.
You can't call it a bad boy if it's a 55-inch.
Years ago, like 40, 50-inch TVs were thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and you needed four guys to lift it.
You needed four. You needed four people to lift a 50-inch TV, and it was probably $5,000.
It was as deep as it was wide.
Spot. Yes. I saw an 85-inch TV that you could order at Best Buy or Walmart for under $1,000, like $800 for like a smart TV, all the apps loaded on it. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, how does anyone that has like a 30, 40-inch TV open your eyes? You could buy there's like a 50-inch TV for $200.
I'm putting my 30-inch, like 40-inch TV in my like 3-year-old bedroom. The 3-year-old,
he's
got the 40-inch.
Yeah.
I'm taking the 85.
You watch Bluey and Peppa Pig on a 30-inch TV. But Ramos,
I'd put a 30-inch in the shower.
That's
how small that is.
I'm being serious. I think for $199, and this is no ad or anything.
No.
I think Best Buy, Target, Walmart, wherever you go, you could get a 50-plus inch TV to watch any game in crystal clear 4K HD, everything.
By the way, isn't this
like $200?
Isn't this the time of year around March Madness too, where people buy it just for the tournament and return it? I know they do that for Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know about as much for that, but I mean, return it for what though? Yeah, return it when they were $5,000 for the you could for the price of a nice dinner date with your wife. You could get a brand new TV. It's really wild when you think about it.
85 inch, man.
Yeah, not too much.
You got to go for it. You got the space. If you got the space, make it happen.
You want to be immersed.
Yeah, and he's always bragging about how he entertains and he hosts parties. If you got people coming by for a big game or fight, 85 inch.
Is this for the garage conversion?
No, I think I'm going to put the TV in the living room in the garage. That's a 70-inch, which is huge to begin with. But I looked at Best Buy because I'm like, we need another TV that we're redoing the garage. And I'm like, my God, things are inexpensive. Like,
just do floor-to-ceiling TV. That's what I would do.
You know,
put like five of those together and it becomes like a gigantic, like 900-inch television.
You should get out with the Mets got in center field.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll call Steve Cohen and find out where he got that one.
Find out, yeah. I think he got it from our boy Weiss, I think.
Yeah.
He's got the hookup.
Yeah.
He got the hookup with flat screens. So,
but based on opening
I think you
day,
go big. I don't think you could go too big when it comes to that stuff. No. I don't think so.
I mean, there are times where it's like, all right, slow down. That's too much. But I think a nice thin flat screen on the wall, unless you're so close to the TV and you got a small apartment. But if you have a house.
I have a small, very small living room, 65 inches. I'm like in that television.
That's the right size for your place.
It is. No, I think I could go bigger. I would definitely go bigger if I could.
Wow.
If I was allowed to, I would go bigger.
Who's calling the shots in your household?
Come on.
Come on.
It's a balance. You know it is. It's a balance.
I would just show up with one.
Oh. Considered it.
You should. Don't tell your wife. It's good advice from me. Good advice from Rich Davis. Everyone, just don't tell your wife.
No, that's a major debate in my household.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. My girlfriend doesn't want me to mount the TV in my living room. She likes it on the stand because it's eye level. She says if I mount it, it'll be a little too high and it'll hurt her neck. I'm like, it's not that high.
She need a neck brace like Bobby the Brain Heenan?
It's such a debate, though. So one day, Rich, she's going to come home and I'm just going to have it mounted.
You talk about your living room. You know I love spending other people's money.
Yeah.
I think you have too small of a TV for your living room.
I got a 70-inch or 75?
70. If 70. It's the one.
You have high ceilings and you're far away from your TV.
Yeah, I got a 70-inch.
You could go bigger.
Projector.
I should go bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Get ready for baseball.
Yeah. 80-inch TV, prime.
It's a good, you know, it's a good
8-inch Aaron Judge statue, weak.
Yeah. I didn't want to hear about the Judge statue. But hey, speaking of which, TVs, whatever. Put that behind us. Baseball starts this week. And Covino and I had a disagreement about something. Because Covino's all old school. Like, you got to earn it.
Yeah,
he
you gotta earn it. That's such a bad mantra.
Covino says dumb things like, hard work pays off.
Yeah, that's real dumb. Are you seriously saying that on the radio? Yeah, I believe in those things because it's true. You think you're here at Fox Sports Radio because you're a swell guy?
Doesn't
dumbass.
Hurt.
Dumbass. It doesn't hurt, but you know what got him here is hard work. So you're the first guy that should be promoting hard work pays off.
Yeah, but you're the guy that thinks like, just put your head down and hard work pays off.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, the world has changed,
dude. I still
dude.
Believe it. No, I believe that. Because guess what? Not doing hard work's not going to get you anywhere. Where's that going to get you?
Yeah, but
it's going to get you crying about you not making any money.
Covino firmly believes, like, and not people that
I don't
are,
put it this way. I don't believe in quiet quitting. And I don't care. I'm firmly against it.
Well, what I'm telling
work
you.
Hard.
What I'm telling you is that the world has changed. And yeah, you have a contract. You're on the air. I get it. You're a unique situation. But I'm saying
because there's never an answer. Ready? What's the flip side to working hard? To get somewhere.
Do the bare minimum.
Oh, so that's going to get you somewhere.
No, but if neither are going to get you anywhere.
But how's that going to get you somewhere?
I'm just saying I could see why people
in
corporate America.
How about self-pride and dignity and work ethic? I don't think that's gone out of style. It's the problem that people think that.
You know what you get when you work harder and you work more efficiently? More work.
You could argue that.
Bring it on. I'll keep my job while people complain about not working.
I'm just saying, it's unique because, listen, if we stunk and put in the minimal effort, you know what would happen? We're responsible for our show. So we're a bad example here. I'm saying if you work for a company, I don't know, you're doing marketing or you work in an office. If you
feel. Yeah, bro, it's called work. Not everyone enjoys their job. That's why it's called work. If it wasn't work, it'd be called fun time. So
that's
a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a good one. Fun time.
It is because it makes sense. You're getting paid to do a job. You know, if you want to have fun, then start your own business.
Well, we bring it up because the Yankees are going to start the season with sensation. What's his first name?
Anthony Volpe.
Anthony.
Yeah, you're going
to
know it. So
I know.
Remember when you were
it.
Like, what's his name? Because you're going
to
hear it a lot.
Volpe on
He's
the Yankees.
He's been what they call the untouchable minor leaguer for the past few years. Everybody has their untouchables. You could trade anybody, you know, player to be named later, but never Anthony Volpe.
Every team
this
has
guy
one.
Was highly touted for a long time. So you've been hearing, I've been hearing his name
who's
for
the,
a long time.
Who's the Dodger untouchable where every time this trade talks, it's like, we'll get rid of anyone, but not that prospect. You guys have an untouchable right now?
I thought it was Dustin May. I thought they didn't want to give up. It was Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, it was Bellinger for a while.
For a while,
he was
yeah.
the untouchable yeah. when he was a rook. Yeah, the Mets have this guy, Albert. There's always, every team has like one guy in the minor league system where it's like, yeah, we're not going to, no matter what, we're not parting with that guy.
Right.
But this guy, Volpe, is starting the season with the Yanks.
Well, a lot of you may have seen the viral clips over the weekend where Aaron Boone calls him into the office and tells him he's going to the Bronx. Congratulations, you earned it. And then he goes back into the dugout and all his family's there. And his family's like, you did it. It's a bit of a tearjerker. You see a lot of those videos. They're really sweet where you see players, you know, almost come to tears because they're so proud that they finally made it.
And I was saying from a strategy standpoint, why would you not wait until June to call this guy up? Because now you're losing it by having him start this. If he's
I'll
on the roster
why,
all year.
He earned it. The old fashioned earned it. It's his job. He earned it. You know, it's his time.
But it'll be one less year the Yankees control him if they bring him up before the summer.
Here's the thing. Much like in 95, they brought up Jeter at the end of the season if for the playoffs. Then he started his rookie year in 1996. He didn't get any playing time in 95. He started fresh in 96 because he earned it. The spot was open. And he was the guy.
There's only
starting fresh with some new young blood. That's what the Yankees are doing. They're taking a chance because they have an open spot. They sent the Peraza guy down, who, you know, he's a good player. They sent him down to AAA. And IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, he sucked it up kind of last year. I thought he was okay. But now he's in the outfield. He'll be a utility guy. So they're giving this young blood a start in against San Francisco opening day as the shortstop. So it's his job to have.
I just look at it this way. Unless there's only two reasons to call up a guy like this. Remember the Cubs did this back in the day with Chris Bryant?
Yes.
Very rare does a guy start the season, rookie. The Mets did it with Pete Alonso. You know why?
Royals did it with Bobby Witt Jr. last year, too. Yeah.
It's because the team has a blaring hole that they need to fill, or injury is the other reason. But if you have a decent veteran or a guy that's doing all right, like Kiner-Falefa.
You don't even know his name. You know why? Because he wasn't lighting it up. He's not the guy. Volpe's the guy. He batted 302 this spring, 3 home runs, 5 RBIs. He's a local kid. He's from New Jersey. He's living the dream right now. He's from Morristown, New Jersey, starting shortstop for the Yankees.
But if people want to know why
he earned it, and you tip your Yankee cap and say, hey, great job, dude. This is proving that, hey, hard work does pay off. Why? Because it doesn't go with your crap theory? Hey, hard work does pay off. You just won the starting job for the New York Yankees. So what do you think about that? Rich is saying it's against the strategy of the ball club contract-wise.
The Yankees don't need to call him up now. So you're losing a year of... He's gaining a year of eligibility.
So then isn't this refreshing that a young dude actually won the job? Isn't that the better way to look at it?
I guess you could. Is he going to wear number 77? Or are they going to give him a real number?
You know,
do the Yankees have any real numbers left?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't know. I think he's probably going to go with that.
77. Is he an offensive lineman?
Number 77. Of course, Aaron Judge, number 99. Your thoughts on that, guys? Again, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And, of course, Progressive Insurance. Progressive, making bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So, hey, we'll talk Lamar Jackson. We'll talk some Final Four hoops. And your thoughts on not only Anthony Volpe, but team strategy versus the young guy earned it. We'll take your calls next right here on FSR with Covino and Rich. And every guy needs is an edge.
He's all chalked up. Anthony Volpe probably all chalked up.
Well, T levels are at an all-time low, and he's a young guy, so I'm sure his levels are just fine. You're the guy I worry about.
Oh, well, I'm chalked up, too. I got to be chalked up to keep up with you. All-time low, like Rich said. T levels decline in men 1% or more every year with age. So thankfully, there's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters called Chalk. CHOQ, Chalk.
Investigate the male vitality stack, guys. It has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. So if you want to reclaim your game with higher T, maximize energy, laser focus. If you want to still have your game and not let the 20-year-old kid invade your territory, Anthony Volpe style, go to chalk.com, chok.com, code CRSHOW for 35% off.
Again, subscriptions cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Welcome back to Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR, live from the TireRack.com studios. Remember, at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Huh. You like that, right? Hitting posts, bro. I went to radio school. I got 10,000 hours in this bad boy.
Hey, sorry. I was... So walking the halls here, I was talking to everyone that works here at Fox Sports Radio.
Right. I use that as a chance to hit the post.
No, it's not. I was getting some feelers out in the hallways, and people want to know, when can you bring your Aaron Rodgers statue?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge.
And it's
sorry.
A sculpture.
Go back and ask again, Rich.
You're just jealous. You don't even know what Danbury Mint is.
I'll be right back. Guys, it's Aaron Judge.
Now they think he's bringing a big Aaron Rodgers pipe to work.
Oh, by the way, did you see that Aaron Rodgers, when he did that ayahuasca mission like a year ago, that he said Jake Paul saying he was with him?
I saw that.
I think Jake Paul saying he was with him.
That's what I meant. Jake Paul saying he was with him, which means, like, are they pals? What a weird duo that is. No, Jake Paul hang with Aaron Rodgers?
You know, Jake Paul is a lot gimmick.
You can end there.
Oh. No, he's a lot gimmick.
It's a lot.
And I think he's more of a nice fella. I've seen some real footage of the guy where he seems to be like a nice dude. Like, we've met and interviewed Logan Paul, and he's another character, but a nice guy off the air. I think there's that side to Jake, too.
We interviewed Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah, here on Fox Sports Radio.
You forgot that?
No, but that was on Zoom.
That's true. That doesn't
count. So it's a little different. I mean, we were making eye contact and everything. Seemed like a nice dude. But, I mean, there seems to be a softer side. I saw a clip recently, right? Meaning like a friendlier side where I could see Aaron Rodgers vibing with him. There was a clip recently where some kid sees this, like, this seems to be a poor little kid.
Yeah.
Little kid was like throwing up the hands. The guy's like, who's your favorite boxer? He's like, Jake Paul's my favorite boxer. Jake Paul made all his wildest dreams come true. Really nice story.
What'd he do?
Oh, he like flew him out to see the fight.
No, I think you say he patted him on the head. Like, good job.
No, treated this kid like a rock star.
Good job, kid.
I don't know if he did it for the PR, for the press. I think he did it because he's a nice dude.
Yeah, maybe so.
Behind it all, behind all the antics, and maybe a nice guy to chill with. So maybe he and Aaron Rodgers do get along.
But I don't have an Aaron Rodgers sculpture. I have an Aaron Judge sculpture.
Sorry.
I'm ready to bust out this week as baseball is here. And, of course, Final Four, getting hyped for that. The March Madness is real. And we got to talk Lamar Jackson today, which has a theory.
I didn't change my mind, by the way, on why I love when rookies start the season in the minors, because it makes sense, right?
Yeah, but since when do you care about what's great for the organization and not what's good for the little guy, for the player? I'm pumped for this guy. I don't care about the business strategy of the Yankees.
No, but you want
to see this guy start because he earned the job.
If you wait just 16 days into a season, you're giving yourself one more year of control of that player if you're the organization.
Control of the player, but that's what you're rooting for? You just started off by saying the problem is that hard work doesn't pay off.
I see. He's the
In this example, hard work pay off. I see. And that should be good inspiration for everybody.
I see. He's the guy, Ramos, I know what it is. He's the guy whose team doesn't lose anyone. Small market teams.
No, I'm the guy that saw a young guy like Derek Jeter lead a team of veterans, and that's sometimes
nonsense.
What a team needs. And Anthony Volpe, if you're not connecting the dots, got the starting nod, the starting gig to be the shortstop of the New York Yankees this year. And he's a local kid from Morristown, New Jersey. That's a dream story. And you're like, you're like dumping on a great story. That was a bad move. That's an awesome move.
He earned his pinstripes.
He earned it. That's a beautiful thing.
I pulled back my theory a little bit.
Does he have to sew them on his uniform himself, or do they like put them on for him?
The pinstripes?
Yeah.
He has to earn them, Spot.
One at a time.
He earned the job. He didn't quite earn all the pinstripes.
Like a college football player with like the stickers on their helmet.
Right,
you get one each time.
Yeah.
I think that makes you even more pumped for the season if your squad has a young, hungry kid out there on your team ready to play.
You know, I changed my mind a little bit, not because of what you said, but I'm thinking about it more. Yes, if you wait for your prospect to come up, you do control the team controls them for more time. But a lot of times now, if your rookie player delivers, you'll open up the contract early to give him a longer deal. And if he stinks, this is irrelevant anyway. But if you're a smaller market team, you probably want to stretch every ounce you could get out of a young star player, because you know you're going to lose them when they're a free agent anyway. So the Yankees doing it makes sense, because in a couple years when this guy's delivering, the Yankees may say, hey, let's dive in and restructure a contract now. But if you're the Royals or the Pirates or something, you don't want to lose one.
They weren't grooming this guy all those years to dish him off later on. You know, they built this space for him.
But not to dish him off, to lose him. The Yankees don't lose players usually.
Well, you never know. Nowadays, you know, it doesn't seem the place to be like it used to be.
Cruz, the shortstop of the Pirates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Young stud player. You don't think the Pirates want to keep him as long as they can?
Named after Paul O'Neill?
But knowing, O'Neill Cruz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that the minute he's able to, he's out of Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh, it would be strategery to say, well, you know, keep this guy as long as you can, right? Because you think he's going to be a Pirate for the rest of his life?
Well, I'll tell you what. Now it's time to, you know, start looking at the roster, start reminding yourself of who's on the team if you're not aware already, and get fired up for some of the new players and some of the veterans on your squad, because baseball starts this week. Yeah. Rich was saying that the Yankees made a bad move by starting Volpe. They should have waited a little bit for contractual reasons. I'm just glad that he's there.
The more I thought about it, I'm like, you know, the Yankees, if they want to keep him, they'll keep him. It doesn't even matter. All right, Dan Beyer, he's got an update. Danny boy, what's going on?
What up, Dan? What do you say we get something together? You know, we got six guys here, 30 teams, five teams each in Major League Baseball. You know, I don't know, draw from a hat, draft, and throw a little something in. End of the season, whoever wins the World Series maybe gets a little something.
Let's do it. I like that. Let's go.
Yeah. Opening day, just a couple of days away, getting ready for that.
In the Aaron Judge statue.
That's mine, man.
NFL dominating the headlines, guys. It starts with Lamar Jackson. As you guys touched off the top, the Ravens quarterback requesting a trade from the Ravens, saying that he did so on March 2nd, revealing that truth in a tweet. It was Ravens head coach John Harbaugh who found out about the tweet, knew about the trade request, obviously, but Harbaugh spoke today about Lamar Jackson.
We made a decision to go with Lamar Jackson 5 years ago, right? Why? Because we love him. We love him. We love the way he plays. We love his mindset, his charisma, his style, the way he's in the locker room. Everything about him, we love him. I love him personally. I love being the coach and the team that he's playing quarterback for.
Now, the NFL Network, you may say, like, oh, it's coach speak. The NFL Network says that Jackson and the team have had negotiations as recently as last week on a long-term deal. So maybe the relationship isn't as frayed as we thought. Jets,
you know, Dan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
We forget. I think a lot of people forget because they still associate Lamar Jackson so much with the Ravens. There was a time where, you know, they were a couple years removed from winning a Super Bowl with Joey Flacco, and they went with Lamar Jackson. And at that time, that was sort of like a gutsy move.
Mm-hmm. Saved John Harbaugh's job.
Yeah.
It really did. It seemed like maybe he was on his way out and revitalized him, revitalized the franchise. And, yeah, there was success over these last few years. Now I'll have to see where this ends up turning as the league meetings continue. Jets head coach Robert Saleh said there's no great urgency to get a deal done for Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Patriots owner Robert Kraft, in reference to Jackson, said rapper Meek Mill told him that Lamar wants to be in New England. Kraft said he'll let Bill Belichick handle those situations. Giants owner John Mara saying as much when it comes to wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., saying that he'll let Joe Shane, the GM, and Brian Daboll, the head coach, decide if they want to bring in OBJ as a free agent. And Rich's Niners in the news as John Lynch said Brock Purdy would be the leader in the clubhouse at the quarterback position when everyone is healthy. No Joel Embiid tonight for the Sixers, out against the Nuggets with a calf injury. Sixers guard James Harden expected to go, has been dealing with a sore Achilles. Mavs guard Luka Doncic will be available for tonight's game against the Pacers after the NBA rescinded his 16th technical. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Beyer. We're Covino and Rich, Danny G, Ramos, and Spot. And thank you guys for hanging out with us. Shout out to iHeartRadio app and all the people listening on the podcast. We appreciate you. Thanks for all the reviews. Subscribe for free. How did you not wonder how Meek Mills has Robert Kraft's phone number anyway to text them? Like, you think they're pals?
Unlikely friends, yes.
Yes, I mean, you don't find that odd, like that they're just like in communication like that?
I find that fascinating. I'm always curious who's friends with who. But I want to ask you guys, before we get to Lamar Jackson and all the NFL fun, we'll talk some college hoops. I want to know if anyone knows the answer to this. It's easy to, you know, when you know the answer, it's an easy trivia question, as you always say. When you know the answer, it's not a hard question. What of the four major sports?
Oh, baseball, basketball, football, and hot dog eating?
Yes, of course, as you know. The team with the longest playoff drought is about to end. Who's about to end the longest playoff drought in the four major sports?
You mean they've never made the playoffs in a long time. Now they're going to actually make the playoffs.
It's the longest drought, Ramos. Number two was the Jets, who over 10 years, they haven't made the playoffs. In the NBA, I'll give you the NBA, 16 years and they're about to make the playoffs.
The Kings.
The Sacramento Kings.
It's been 16 years.
16
wow.
years.
That's so great.
Congrats to the Sacramento fans. You've hung in there.
The 45 and 29 Sacramento Kings. Yeah,
if you were in high school when that team made the playoffs, you're in your mid-30s now.
Oh, that's great.
That's wild, right?
Yeah, yeah. You should be pumped about that.
But especially, though, guys, in a sport where now, not only 8 teams, there's 10 teams for the play-in. So, like, if you can't sniff the playoffs for over a decade, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing big time. You know, as I look at the NBA standings, Danny, do you think that the Mavericks rally, or are they going to be the odd man out? And is everyone going to be like, you're trying to tell me Luka and Kyrie aren't even in the mix?
The Mavs seem to be falling apart a little bit right now.
Yo, their last 10 games, I think they're like, 3-7 in their last 10. Like, they can't buy a win right now. They can't buy a buck.
And what about that whelming performance by the Lakers with LeBron James in his comeback loss to the Bulls?
Talk about sluggish.
Yeah,
a lot of the team stood there and watched LeBron.
Yeah, is his foot like 100%? I
don't know. And if AD is going to be on the floor at the same time as LeBron, he needs to be way more aggressive.
Well, the Bulls and the Lakers play again on Wednesday, back-to-back game. So this time in Chicago, and they virtually have like the same record. What did you guys think of the was it D'Angelo? Was it D'Angelo Russell that did the Danny G? Who was mocking LeBron?
Oh, Pat Bev.
That's it. What did I say? Yeah. D'Angelo Russell. Pat Bev was doing the like.
I know.
Telling him like he's a little kid.
Brain.
Yeah.
Rich suffers from dad brain. He doesn't remember any. You know how your dad or your mom. Remember when your mom would call you and she would give you like every wrong name possible? She'd call every other sibling until she got to your name. Tommy, Donnie, Steven.
That's what I just did.
And my dad, who doesn't know the real name to anybody. My dad still says Chunky Cheese. Yeah, I took the kids to Chunky Cheese. I'm like, Dad, you mean Chuck E. Cheese? Yeah, Chunky Cheese. That's what's happening to
maybe
you.
Maybe I have Deborah. You know what?
Rich doesn't remember names.
I went through
anymore. The
carousel of the Lakers that have come and gone and come and gone and come and gone. I'm like, oh!
But D'Angelo Ball!
Lonzo Ball!
Yo, bro, it's a real thing. Like, you got to realize, too, Rich has two little Rugrats right now, right? When I had one, I remember, like, you just forget some stuff because for every new thing you learn about being a dad or what your kid's into, you forget some old stuff.
Oh,
that's just how it is.
You ain't kidding. All right, I'll try not to forget anything else.
It's just a fog.
We have more next right here. Covino and Rich right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
DJ Ramos in the mix. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you enjoyed your March Madness, basketball, all the fights this weekend, some great fights this weekend.
I wasn't listening to you. I'm on my group
Ramos'
text.
Dream car here.
I don't even know what
Bugatti.
That was.
Hold on, let me see what's going on. I'm on my group text with Robert Kraft and Meek Mill.
Oh.
Meek and Crafty. I call him Crafty. Yeah.
He's crafty, and he's just your type.
I think they're going to go Lamar Jackson. We'll talk Lamar in a little bit. Also talk some college hoops, Covino and Rich. And off the air, I was asking, if everyone in the room doesn't really have an explanation, we had to look it up because when Pat Bev was sort of mocking LeBron, I was like, is this like an inside joke with the Lakers? He was like, you're small, you're not big enough, and he has his hand down to the court. And no one really knows because even Pat Bev was like, oh, all in good fun.
Yeah, he said, I do it to everybody. I was just having fun, getting lost in the game. We're not construction workers. We're not guys who have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We're professional basketball players. Is he dissing all of us that get up at 4 a.m?
No, yeah. But you
it's all about having fun. That's what I was trying to do.
It is. I like that. It's as my teenage daughter would say, it's not that deep, yeah. Dad. It's
can't
not
construction
that deep.
Workers have fun though at their job?
Hey, and I'm sure they talk smack to each other, yeah. Right? Like we look way too into those things. When that's just part of the culture, part of the game, and they know each other. He's smack talking. It's all good.
To the fans, too. Did you see the fans, too? He was going at him. What's up, Dan?
And usually, guys, this is what makes it different, is that gesture has become very, very popular in all hoops, all AAU level.
Is that why Mike, who runs this place, did that to me when I walked in today? I didn't know what it meant.
that's exactly why the guy who doesn't run this place did that. The surprising part about it, though, is usually it doesn't happen to someone the status of LeBron.
That's why. Yep. You're right. You're so right, Dan. That's why it's even a big deal at all.
Yes, correct.
It's LeBron.
Yes.
You don't mock LeBron. I get it.
And by the way, he didn't do it to his face technically because LeBron was turned. And by the time LeBron turned around, Pat Bev was like slapping the floor.
Isn't that what makes it funny too?
Yes.
Though? Like, that's so funny.
It is. It is. And none of us think that, you know, Patrick Beverly is, you know, LeBron's daddy, if you will, but
right,
for that
right,
second.
Right.
Yeah, and they've made it.
There's video, obviously, you know, not safe for Fox Sports Radio airwaves, but Pat Bev, even after that, was looking into the crowd saying, yeah, mother effers, you Lakers fans, what? And he's taunting and cursing at the fans.
But that is fun.
And you got to say,
right.
Maybe that's what makes Pat Bev
yes.
a fun personality in the NBA, but, you know, he was playing with these guys for these fans in recent history. Months ago, not even, you know?
Oh, what are they doing for him now?
That's true.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Now, we do have to talk Lamar Jackson. Biggest story today, I would say.
Well, here's the deal. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore
in
Ravens.
Sports.
They're like, you know what it is? People wonder, why up until this point have teams that you thought might be interested not showing interest? And I have a theory on that, and it sort of goes, truthfully, to how you would react in a workplace or dating scenario. Look at Lamar and the Ravens, like a relationship that's like, we're taking a break. We're taking a timeout. Like, we might see other people. It's that type of situation. They weren't ready to commit. Go ahead. See if you want to see other people. But the reality is we all thought that the Ravens and Lamar Jackson would come to some type of contract agreement, right? That was the feeling. It was like, yeah, go test the waters. But the likelihood is the Ravens have shown an interest. He doesn't really seem like he wanted to leave. So I think a lot of teams are like, I don't want to be just a pawn in your little silly game you're playing here.
Oh,
if you're gonna end up back with the Ravens anyway.
Right.
But that has now changed. And I'll explain all of that next right here. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.